Good morning. We continue with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. The Merlot Sadin Klal Chav Ches, which is the Malach of Tofer. Tofer is sewing, and sewing is taking two separate units, the sleeve and the body of the garment, and sewing it together to create and to become one entity. The Rambam points out, and the Chayyim will point this out, that a Tolda of Tofer is gluing something together. It's also a form of attaching two things together, and that is going to be the Malach of the Tofer of the Mishkan. The Urias were woven in separate units, and then they were sewn together. So that's the Malach of Tofer. So Tofer was the way to put the begotten of the Kohanim together. It was the way to put the Urias together. There was Tfira, etc. The opposite of Tfira is Koreya. It's tearing out the stitches. Sometimes the stitches that were not done in the best way, and you can tear out the stitches in order to re-sew it in a better fashion. So that's Kriya Manas Litzvah, the person. It's not destructive. It is constructive. It's not a malacha. It's a makalko. It's a masakin, because it's creating a tikkun of ending up with a better result than before. And this is an integral part of that process of the correction, which is necessary to make it better. So that's the malacha of Tofer and the malacha of Kareya. And Kareya has to be Amanas Litvor. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says it does not necessarily need Amanas Litvor. It needs Amanas Lasaking. So in case where a person would tear something open to make it more usable, since it's a Kareya, it's not Amanas Litvor. It doesn't plan to sew back together again. But on the other hand, it is definitely a tikkun. There's a benefit. The example which he has is there's a type of a letter which is sort of glued onto itself. It used to be called an aerogram. You could write in the body of on the paper, and then you can sort of fold it over and glue it onto itself. So when you open it up, you can now read the letter. So it's Korea. He doesn't plan to glue it back together again. It's not Amanas Litzvor. It's Korea. Opening up the stitches, opening up the glue, is the equivalent of opening up the stitches. And it's beneficial because now the letter is enhanced. It's you're able to read it, whereas beforehand you could not do so. It's kriya manas sasak and not amanas, but it's not amanas litvor. You do not plan to re-sew it. So the Beis Yosef says that kriya is only chayav if it's amanas litvor. It's only if a person plans to re-sew it, but amanas sasak is not sufficient in the Bir Lachum. Disagrees strongly with this Beis Yosef, brings sources with support that any Amanas L'Sakin is going to be Chayim. So that's the Malacha of Tofer and the Malacha of Kareya. Now, Tira has in it, when you're doing actual stitching, one of the questions that you have is that it doesn't have a level of permanence to it. It doesn't have an element of stability to it. The stitches could come out. And so the way you would address that is you would make a knot at the end of the thread, and this way the stitches would stay in place. So if a person doesn't make that knot, and the stitches will easily come out, so he did not do the malacha of a tofer. So he's only going to be chayiv if he knotted the ends. And then the question, of course, the Mora says, so he let him be chayiv for nodding. He did the malach of kosher. So the answer is he's chayav for both. In this situation, the kshira took place, and that's a problem. And then there's also the sewing, which takes place, which is a separate problem. The difference in kosher and tofer, which doesn't fit every single case, but again, the idea of tefira is taking two separate things, sewing them together, and to make them into one unit. Kshira, that's not the point. You just want to tie the two things together, but they can remain distinct and separate, and that's fine with you, as long as they're semi-connected through the rope. So it's not the item itself which you're trying to change into one unit, but it's the knot itself is what connects these two things, and that's the chashivas. But over here, the main thing, of course, is that this tefira generates that you now have a better functioning bag and item, etc., because you have taken these two pieces and combined them together into one. So that's introduction into Klal Chav Ches. In the next year, we will start the klal, and meanwhile, have a good day.